local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three on a Thursday. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you for the next 49 minutes, keeping you company on your ride home. Hope you had a good day, had a good week, and looking to finish the week week off strong here before we get to the weekend. Bit chilly after we got some potentially severe weather in the forecast for tomorrow. Meteorologist Alan Strum will have details on that with traffic and weather together on the fives. And we'll make sure you get home as quickly and safely as you can. Austin will keep you up to date on the roadways. Do have a lot to get to today. We'll start with our top three stories. We start with the Biden administration today saying allegations that Israel has committed genocide in Gaza are unfounded.
Those who are violently attacking Israel, who continue to openly call for Israel's annihilation and the mass murder of Jews.
And State Department spokesman Vedant Patel saying such allegations should be made with the greatest of care. South Africa is presenting its case to the International Court of Justice, accusing Israel of genocide. Israel will address the court tomorrow. Former President Trump is calling his New York civil fraud trial a witch hunt and says he should be paid damages.
We've proven this case so conclusively. We've asked for a directed verdict many times. They don't have any facts. They don't have any evidence against us.
And the judge who originally indicated Trump would not be permitted to make a statement during the closing arguments allowed Trump to speak for 5 minutes. Trump, his adult sons, and business associates are accused of inflating the value of their real estate portfolios in order to get more favorable loans. And then a big update here locally involving the case of 32-year-old Kayla Atwood, the Pensacola mother who's been missing since January 3rd. According to Channel 3's report, 34-year-old Mikhail Fountain is now in custody charged with tampering with evidence. Fountain and Atwood had been dating but had reportedly broken up about a week before she went missing. Investigators say Fountain's phone was seized for odd behavior. However, messages between him and Atwood had been deleted. He also asked to see Atwood's neighbor's surveillance footage and allegedly deleted some of that as well. According to his arrest report, the particular doorbell cameras would have captured any activity outside Atwood's apartment. As of now, Atwood has still not been found. Those are our top three stories today on a Thursday, just shy of 6:15. Austin has an update on our roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Jackson Hewitt Tax Services, home of the Money Today Guarantee. Get a tax refund advance loan at Jackson Hewitt now. No fee refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at jacksonhewitt.com. Sorry, I hadn't read that one in a little bit. Tripped over my tongue there. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, luckily not too much to report on. If you're traveling northbound, traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, we've been dealing with a lot of congestion there this evening. It has seemingly died down for the most part. There is still a little bit, though, so be on the lookout for that if you are in that area or heading towards it. Beyond that, we were dealing with all evening a lot of backups on Caroline Street in the downtown Milton area. If you were traveling westbound on Caroline, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown. But while that congestion is still there, it has died down for the most part as well. So it should be very minor if you are in that area.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our weather forecast, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Mostly cloudy overnight with lows in the 50s. Winds will start to pick up tonight and overnight. Friday is going to be incredibly windy with wind gusts way up there as high as 40, 50 miles per hour. We got a big storm system that's moving across the nation, and it brings us a high rain chance Friday. Look out for some showers and thunderstorms. With a warm front, highs Friday, low 70s, but behind a cold front, Friday night, lows fall all the way down into the 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at the weather right now, temperature 60 degrees. Won't get too much cooler overnight tonight. Taking a look at some more headlines making the rounds here locally. The dentist who was convicted of inappropriately touching some patients and employees will now spend time in prison after he violated terms of his probation and then lied about it. According to the PNJ, Charles Stamatolis was sentenced to 2 years in state prison on a felony perjury charge following a brief hearing over his mental state. In the end, Judge Coleman Robinson detailed a pattern of, quote, lying to protect himself in addition to the battery convictions. Last January, you may recall, Stamatolis traveled to Mobile to purchase a car with his wife, but told the judge that there was a family emergency. As a condition of his release agreement at the time, Stamatolis had to remain in Escambia or Santa Rosa counties unless he got permission, which he did not prior to his visit to Mobile. Stamatolis has served separate sentences of 8 and 9 months in connection to his battery cases. Also in Santa Rosa County today, some pushback from county residents and a lot more discussion, but leaders are moving forward with changes that will limit the amount of time public speakers have to address county issues.
I know that all of you commissioners are hearing the same thing, and it's why all of a sudden that there's this effort to make adjustments on the board. And this is a no-win situation for all of us because we all have different opinions. 1 minute, 5 minutes, 6 minutes.
That was Commissioner James Calkins today. On Monday, during committee meeting, they spent about an hour discussing it, and the commissioners at that point appeared to have the necessary 3 votes to push it forward. However, there was plenty more discussion today. Commissioner Ray Eddington was out sick, and the measure initially failed on a vote of 2-2, with Kerry Smith and Calkins voting against. However, there was more discussion after that, and Commissioner Calkins then made a motion to re-vote, and that passed 3-1, with Calkins, Sam Parker, and Colton Wright voting in favor, and Kerry Smith again voting against. Also, here in Santa Rosa County, a death investigation is continuing after a body was found in a wooded area. That happened at around noon. It was discovered in a wooded area near Popcorn Road. The body has not been identified. District 1 Medical Examiner's Office is involved in the investigation. 6:18, we'll take our first break of the hour, back with some state and national headlines on Pensacola right now.
Hey, Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
.622, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. We come on here on this segment with a little bit of breaking news. Over in Mobile, police there, according to Fox 10, are investigating reports of shots fired at the Bel Air shopping mall. This was initially reported within the hour. At around 5:35, authorities are searching for a suspect. There is absolutely no word right now as far as any injuries. We don't know how many shots were fired. What we do know right now is that the mall is on lockdown as Mobile police are investigating that. So again, reports of shots fired at the Bel Air shops at Bel Air in Mobile. This was reported at around 5:35 this afternoon. No word on a suspect, no word on any injuries, no word on how many shots may have been fired, just that the mall is on lockdown as police are looking into that. If we have any information before we sign off, we'll certainly pass that along, but I would imagine probably not, as this investigation is probably going to go on for some time, and Mobile police not likely to release any information here before the half hour, before 7 o'clock, but definitely want to let you aware of that this afternoon. 6:24, another check of our roads and weather. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. Not much to report on, luckily. We do have the intersection of East Fairfield Drive and North 9th Avenue kind of looking rough, but other than that, there's nothing that should be holding you up too long.
All right, and taking a look at our weather, we do have we're under a slight risk of severe weather. Primary threats are going to be, once again, damaging wind, sporadic tornadoes, although, you know, we're not quite as enhanced like what we were on Tuesday morning, but on a slight risk, so you obviously can't rule it out, so stay weather aware. The timing is also going to be a bit later on in the day, in the morning, early afternoon time period, so just be mindful there. Right now, 60 degrees overnight tonight, just 59 for a low, and warm front will bring things up to around 73 with the rain. Friday night, though, cold front's going to push right back in, 36 for the low tomorrow. Saturday's high, 53. Sunday, 58. And then back to a chance of rain on Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday. 6:25 now, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Jewish students aren't the only ones who will benefit from a new policy. Governor DeSantis announced on Tuesday the state will relax transfer requirements for out-of-state Jewish students who fear persecution on their current campus. State University System of Florida Chancellor Ray Rodriguez, though, says the policy applies to all transfer students who fear religious persecution, not just Jews.
And the Florida Senate is moving forward with a series of bills designed to regulate public schools. One bill removes a 10th grade English exam requirement. Republican Senator Corey Simon, who is a sponsor of the bill, believes that the measure would allow teachers to focus on their curriculum. Other bills would give districts more flexibility in setting salaries for educators and allow school systems to publish their tentative budgets online.
Also, a federal appeals court ruling could pave the way for a possible return to office for one of the two Florida prosecutors ousted by Governor DeSantis. The ruling by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals says the governor's suspension of former state attorney Andrew Warren violates his First Amendment protections and sends the case back to a lower court judge.
And Florida is no longer a judicial hellhole. Those aren't my words. That's according to the annual American Tort Reform Foundation, which puts out a list of the nation's top states or jurisdictions that are known for frivolous lawsuits.
We are now no longer on the judicial hellhole list, and that's for many reasons. Last year, the legislature passed a historic tort reform package, but we've also argued for better civil rules that make the process more fair.
State Attorney General Ashley Moody says new laws passed over the last couple of years has helped make Florida more affordable, even though more work needs to be done. One example is the tort reform passed last year that has resulted in more property insurance companies moving into the state.
All right. Thank you very much. 627 here listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just joining us, Mobile Police at this hour are on the scene at the shops at Belair Mall in Mobile as they are investigating shots fired. Right now, no word on any injuries, no word on the suspect, how many shots may have been fired. This is still very preliminary, this happening within the hour. So we are looking for information to see what we can provide to you here before we sign off. National headlines, the Pentagon's Inspector General will review procedures and policy following Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's controversial hospital stay. Austin has faced criticism for failing to promptly notify top officials of his absence during hospitalization for prostate cancer. The Pentagon is also conducting its own internal review of the incident.
And Hunter Biden is pleading not guilty today to 9 federal tax charges. He's accused of failing to pay taxes, failing to file, evading an assessment, and filing a fraudulent form. He could be sentenced to 17 years in prison if convicted as charged.
And Congress is facing another looming government shutdown deadline. Here's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Democrats and Republicans agree we don't want a shutdown. We want to work together to pass the 12 appropriations bills.
And Schumer says it will take more than a week to pass the appropriations bill, so an extension is necessary. Funding runs out for about 20% of the government on January 19th, while the rest of the government will only be funded until February 2nd.
And Iran is in possession of an oil tanker carrying Iraqi crude oil that was heading for Turkey as retaliation for the confiscation of the same tanker and its oil by the U.S. last year. That's according to Iranian state media. This comes after weeks of attacks by the Iran-backed Houthi militias that have been targeting shipping routes in the Red Sea.
In Ohio, the House is moving to override Governor Mike DeWine's veto of House Bill 68. The measure would ban some gender-affirming health care for minors in the state and would bar trans girls from competing in female athletics in schools. Yesterday, the House members supported a veto override in a 65-25 vote. Now the Senate will make their voices heard and vote there as well. 6:29 here, coming up here on the Fox News break, a recap of our top three stories. If you're joining us recently, the Biden administration says allegations that Israel has committed genocide in Gaza are unfounded. Former President Trump had his closing arguments today in the New York civil fraud trial, calls it a witch hunt, and says he should be paid damages. And locally, new developments, an arrest made in the case of 32-year-old Kayla Atwood, the Pensacola mother who's been missing since January 3rd. That's her ex-boyfriend, 34-year-old Mikhail Fountain, is charged with tampering with evidence, allegedly deleting text messages between him and Atwood before his phone was seized, and allegedly deleting surveillance footage of a neighbor's Ring camera surveillance system. Also, police in Mobile this hour are on the scene at the Belair Shopping Mall investigating reports of shots fired.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. The U.S. and United Kingdom are launching strikes against Houthi targets in Yemen. This after the Iranian seizure of a U.K. oil tanker, as fighting in the Middle East intensifies. Fox's Rich Edson reports from the Pentagon.
This is the same ship that last year the U.S. Justice Department seized for violating sanctions. It was carrying Iranian oil then. An Iranian state media outlet says boarding the ship today is retaliation for the U.S. seizing it a year ago.
Iran-backed Houthi rebels have been attacking ships in the Red Sea for weeks. Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges filed after the collapse of a plea deal that could have settled the case against him last year. President Biden's son is charged with 9 counts of felony and misdemeanor charges. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Workers at the Detroit 3 automakers recently got nice pay hikes, and a report today says Tesla's U.S. factory employees will be getting a wage boost as well. According to Bloomberg News, the electric vehicle maker told factory workers that it plans to soon make a market adjustment pay increase. No specifics beyond that. Another quarterly earnings season is upon us. Banking giants Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo, plus Delta Airlines and United Health Group are all slated to report before tomorrow's opening bell. The earnings could impact tomorrow's action on Wall Street. Today's stocks ended nearly flat. The S&P 500 eased 3 points, while the Dow Jones Industrials eked out a 15-point gain. Fans of ABC's The Good Doctor may be disappointed to hear this, but the network says the popular medical drama will end after the upcoming 7th season. The series, starring Freddie Highmore, will have a new time slot for its final season, Tuesdays at 10 p.m., starting February 20th. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Nick Saban is the greatest college football coach of all time. We all know he wasn't slowing down and can still coach at a masterful level. It's clear that his decision to retire was made because of the new structure in college athletics. Let me be clear. I'm all for NIL deals and the transfer portal, but it's obvious legendary coaches like Roy Williams, Coach K, Jay Wright, and now Nick Saban didn't want to deal anymore with the headaches that could derive from these changes. I'm Zach Gelb.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-721-0383 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-721-0383 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-721-0383. That's 1-800-721-0383.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb.
lost my legs and my left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. It was a hectic evening, I'm not going to lie, but I'm looking around here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and I am not seeing much to dig into, so it seems like it's the calm after the storm this time around. We do have some issues still on the intersection of East Fairfield Drive and North 9th Avenue. That could be looking better. Same can be said, I guess, about the intersection of Tahar Drive and North Palafox Street, but other than little intersections like that, there's nothing that should be holding you up too long.
All right, thank you very much. Just doing a refresh here. Fox 10 is,
all right,
I believe.
We've got some breaking news.
Oh, hold on. That's from the online story there. I was checking to see if there was any new information. There does not appear to be so. Fox 10 still out there on the scene, of course, about 5:35 this afternoon, so a little over an hour ago, reports of shots fired inside the shops at Bel-Air. In Mobile, the mall is on lockdown, and no word on any suspects, no word on any injuries or what yet. They are not, no live coverage there on Fox 10 right now. So, we'll just see what develops here over the coming hours. 6:38, taking a look at our weather, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Mostly cloudy overnight with lows in the 50s. Winds will start to pick up tonight and overnight. Friday is going to be incredibly windy with wind gusts way up there as high as 40, 50 miles per hour. We got a big storm system that's moving across the nation, and it brings us a high rain chance Friday. Look out for some showers and thunderstorms. With a warm front, highs Friday, low 70s, but behind a cold front, Friday night, lows fall all the way down into the 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Sitting at 60 degrees right now, mostly cloudy skies. Well, they say everything happens in threes, right? Isn't that the kind of the rule of thumb when it comes to celebrity deaths? we've had three coaching changes, I would say some pretty big ones here in the last 24 hours. We've got Pete Carroll, we've got Nick Saban, and today, Bill Belichick. So,
You're talking. I thought you were going to play the audio.
No, I was just talking to you.
Oh, okay. Well, then, sorry about that. I'll lead us in. Yeah. But as you were saying, it's rules of threes or whatever, like with celebrity deaths. You could say potentially, it's a bit overdramatic. You could say this is the deaths of three franchises, though it looks like the Patriots already died. Legendary coaches, yes, are dropping like flies, not in a life way, but in a career way. Saban did just yesterday announced, really right when we went live, that he was leaving Alabama. Yeah. And it was like earlier that day or the day before that, it was announced that Pete Carroll, yes, of the USC Trojans and most recently the Seattle Seahawks, he was leaving to be an advisor with Seattle, so he's no longer going to be on the sidelines for them. And, yeah, Bill Belichick, after 24 seasons, I think they said, with the New England Patriots, went. He helped lead them alongside Tom Brady to what was it? 9 Super Bowls. They won 6 of them.
Yeah. 2 losses to the Giants, and then the 1 loss to the
Nick Foles Eagles.
Nick Foles Eagles. Yeah.
Strangely enough, and I mean, with that, that's the thing. Before Belichick and Brady came along, there had never been a Super Bowl win in Foxborough. They had made 2 appearances, and they got beat up really in both. They got killed by your Bears in 85, and then they lost by a couple touchdowns to Favre and the Packers in Super Bowl 31. And after Belichick and Brady were done there, they tied my Steelers in most Super Bowl wins. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's there's all just like we saw with Pete Carroll and Nick Saban more recently, there's already talks about who's going to replace Bill Belichick. Mike Vrabel, Tennessee's former head coach, former New England Patriots player. He's a popular choice. I wouldn't do it if I were him. It's not really going to put him in a much better situation career-wise. That's my take.
Yeah, though. I mean, I don't know. I think that, I mean, New England has such a big rebuild ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically scrapping it down and then rebuilding it back up. I feel like Robert Kraft would give Vrabel the necessary runway he would need. The relationship would be there, I think, for sure.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the angle that Kraft tries to get with Vrabel there. What do you think about Belichick? Do you think that he has another coaching gig within a week or so? I mean, he's so close to Don Shula's all-time wins record, which I think maybe a motivation for him, or does he kind of go the Sean Payton route, take a year off, do the media thing, and then come back in 2025? What do you think?
Well, Belichick, I think his best course of action is to ride off into the sunset. I really do. I think he's going to be I think he's going to be doing his legacy no favors. No one cares about Don Shula's win count. They care about the 6 Super Bowls that Belichick and Brady won together. And the further Belichick goes without Brady, the less credit he's given for that success. So I think Belichick, with his age especially, I don't know how old he is exactly, but with his age, he just needs to ride off. And a lot of people think his voice is too boring for media anyway.
I'll ask you the same question about Nick Saban. He's done coaching, I think.
But he should be.
Do you think, because I think a natural spot for him would be as the long-term successor for Lee Corso on College Game Day.
I think people would enjoy him on game day and stuff, because while he's a different type of funny and entertaining, he still is funny and entertaining. The problem is Pat McAfee kind of captures what Lee Corso brings to the table, and I think that's what already people tried to do there. It's just a matter of, like, as far as replacing Lee, put Saban in Lee's position as far as what Lee brings emotionally to the table, how enthusiastic he is. I can't imagine Nick Saban that way. That would give me Brian Kelly's Southern accent.
He wouldn't be that way, but I just think, like, what Fox has been able to do with Urban Meyer
show. I think just Saban being there could work. But I think Pat McAfee is already as far as like just how loud of a presence Lee Corso's been, I think Pat McAfee's already trying to fill that chair. And he's a good pick. He's very high, very meatheadish. You know, he's a much younger Lee Corso.
Yeah.
So Saban would be a good voice. But yeah, in a very different way, I think. I think it would be a good mix.
6:44, get another check of the roads and weather, and then getting some health, business, and science notes in.
Well, unlike discussing Belichick and Saban's coaching careers and legacies, there's not much to report on here on the roads. We do have a little bit here and there at a busy intersection or two in the Pensacola area. Outside of that, Caroline Street and Gulf Breeze Parkway, other streets outside of Pensacola that give us some issues, are looking fine for the most part. So if you have congestion wherever it is, it should not hold you up too long.
Tonight, the weather mostly cloudy with overnight lows in the 50s, and the winds will start to pick up during the overnight hours. In fact, Friday is going to be incredibly windy. We also have a chance for showers and thunderstorms to move through the area on Friday. Rain chances on the high side. Wind gusts could be as high as 50 miles per hour. High temps Friday, low 70s, but behind a cold front, it gets dramatically cooler for the weekend with lows in the 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, and 60 degrees, not going to get too much cooler than that overnight tonight. Mostly cloudy skies, setting the stage for some potential severe weather tomorrow, so just be weather aware there. A cold front tomorrow night pushing through, 36 tomorrow night for the low. Sunny skies for the weekend, high around 53 on Saturday and 58 on Sunday. Health, business, and science notes. Push to ban tackle football for kids under 12 is a step closer in California. I spent some time talking about that earlier in the show. The bill passed its first hurdle in the state assembly, and a floor vote is expected next week.
We would lose the far greater benefits that football provides to a limited risk, to injury.
And that is Tyrone Jones. He's a youth and high school football coach near San Francisco, saying a move would be in the wrong direction. I am totally in favor of families being able to make their own individual choices on this.
Yeah.
So I would not support, whether it's California, whether it's Florida, wherever, I would not support a uniform ban on tackle football for kids under a certain age. I think it's wise for individual families to make that decision on their own,
yeah,
mainly because particular the neck muscles are not fully developed until you kind of are in junior high.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the basis on that. I have personally made the decision that if I ever have a son who wants to play football, and I've already discussed and communicated this to my wife, is that he would not be allowed to play tackle football until he reaches junior high. I think there are plenty of ways and opportunities for kids to learn the game, learn technique, and just have fun with the game without the major concerns, injury concerns of head and neck injuries that accompany tackle football. You could play flag, you can do clinics, you can do 7-on-7s, all that stuff.
The infamous two-hand touch.
Yeah,
which was anti-plus-sized kids like myself back in school.
All-time offensive line, yes. But no, I think there's plenty of opportunities. And then, you know, if he still is in and he still wants to pursue and play tackle football when he's in junior high, I would let him loose on that. And obviously,
yeah,
you know, it's his choice, and that's what he wants to do. But so that's where I stand on it. But, you know, if you have kids running around in little tykes or whatever they call it, they do look cute with their bobbleheads and their, you know, the massive helmets that they have. Yeah, so that's where I'm at on that. Also, we have Fruit Stripe gum being discontinued. The iconic gum featuring fruit-inspired flavors, a zebra print wrapper, and a zebra mascot on the package. It was first sold in the 60s. There is possible that if you are a huge fan of the Fruit Stripe gum, you could find it out in the wild somewhere, retailers across the country, before it sells out for one final time.
And the FAA is opening an investigation into Boeing's quality control. That comes after a door blew off an Alaska Airlines flight last week. The investigation will focus on whether the company failed to make sure its products adhered to approved designs.
It's probably a wise move on the FAA's part, looking into quality control there.
I would say so.
Rapper turned country star known as Jelly Roll is urging Congress to pass anti-fentanyl legislation.
I've attended more funerals than I care to share with y'all. This committee, I could sit here and cry for days about the caskets I've carried of people I loved dearly, deeply, in my soul, good people, not just drug addicts.
And Jelly Roll appeared before a Senate hearing yesterday. He says he's seen the heartbreaking impact of fentanyl in his fans who seek comfort in music. The Fend Off Fentanyl Act passed the Senate last summer, but still has not made it through the House. Mm-hmm. Taking a look at some pop culture notes, the first trailer for the horror movie Abigail is out. Austin, I know you're excited.
Don't even know what it's about.
The movie centers around The movie centers around a group of criminals who kidnap the 12-year-old daughter of a powerful underworld figure who turns out to be a vampire.
Mm.
Abigail hits theaters April 19th.
That sounds stupid. Scripts from the sitcom Friends are up for auction after being rescued from a recycling bin. The pages for The One with Ross's Wedding, Parts 1 and 2, pretty obvious why those are noteworthy episodes, were supposed to be destroyed after the episodes were filmed in a London suburb to avoid the ending being leaked. But an unnamed former studio employee discovered them in the trash and put them in a drawer. Auctioneers set the guide price for the scripts between $760 and just over $1,000. Not bad for nostalgic memorabilia
paper.
There. Yeah.
Paper, yeah.
It's paper.
It's paper stacks. Yeah, well, I mean, think about the episodes, though. I mean, you had Ross saying, I Ross, take the Rachel.
Ooh.
And you had Chandler and Monica getting together. So, yeah. I mean, that's a pretty noteworthy episodes to have the script to there. 650, we'll pause on that note, come back with some wacky stories and good news to finish up a Thursday edition of Pensacola Right Now.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. The Queen Sleep Number C2 smart bed is now only $990. Plus, free home delivery when you add any base. Ends Monday. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked quite a bit about the final debate before the Iowa caucuses between Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. Also, very interesting stuff that was done at the Escambia County Commission meeting this week. Talked about it with Wes Moreno, including a massive redesign of North Palafox from Brent Lane all the way up to 9 Mile that's in the works over the next couple of years. And I managed to vanquish Jake 6-5 in my game of fake or real band names for Hangout. You can listen to all of that on the NewsRadio923.com podcast page.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on NewsRadio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
This is a public service announcement with guitar.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 6:55 here, we will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. Not much to report on in this hour, luckily. It was, and I'm very happy to say that after hours one and two that we had. But if you are dealing with some issues on the road, whether it be North Davis Highway, West 9 Mile Road, or maybe outside of Pensacola, Gulf Breeze Parkway, or Caroline Street, those issues should hopefully not be holding you up too long.
Mostly cloudy overnight with lows in the 50s. Winds will start to pick up tonight and overnight. Friday is going to be incredibly windy with wind gusts way up there as high as 40, 50 miles per hour. We got a big storm system that's moving across the nation, and it brings us a high rain chance Friday. Look out for some showers and thunderstorms. With a warm front, highs Friday, low 70s, but behind a cold front, Friday night, lows fall all the way down into the 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. We're at 60 degrees right now. Not going to get too much cooler than that overnight. Mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers before the storm system pushes through here tomorrow. 6:55, final segment here on Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in. And as always, like to finish off with some of the lighter stuff that we discover from around the world. Mm-hmm. This one from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I think it's a Commonwealth. I'm not sure. Nobody check me on that. Doesn't really matter. But police in Massachusetts are charging a woman with the attempted murder of her husband. And investigators say Roxanne Doucette tried to poison her husband because she had a new man waiting in the wings. Well, that's not all, because we've heard about that before, that sort of thing. The new man, at least she thought, was soap opera star Thorsten Kay of The Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh my God, was it?
So apparently some scammer was texting Roxanne pretending to be Thorsten, and she thought it was real and was all in on hatching a plan to make it work with him. So she told fake Thorsten, quote, making an amazing soup, special potion. He will be hungry when he gets back. And later saying, quote, hubby got back, not feeling well. Maybe I can collect life insurance.
It's amazing how weird people are. I mean, I don't understand that. Like, okay, you think that this is like some actor. You fall for the scam. It's whatever.
Well, listen, I mean, it's kind of like the episode of the Friends, right, where Joey has a stalker on the Days of Our Lives, right? And so,
yeah, Brooke Shields.
Mm-hmm. I think there are definitely people who love their movie stars or their TV shows, and it's amazing how gullible some people can be and just a sheep.
If you just fell for the scam, it's like, okay, you're stupid, whatever. But no, you were not.
No. You double, triple, quadrupled down on that.
Well, I know, but it's like, at least then, it's like, you're just stupid. You're very stupid, but you're just stupid. She went the extra mile. She went two extra miles. One was trying to leave her husband for this guy, and two was trying to kill him in the process. Yeah. And put it all into writing, which just adds to the stupidity part.
Yeah.
No, what? Oh, my Lord. Lost cause society is a lost cause, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't have a rooting interest in the NFL playoffs and you love chicken, then we suggest rooting for a team associated with wings. That would be the Ravens, Eagles, or Buffalo Bills. Popeye says, if one of those teams wins the Super Bowl, customers can snag a free six-piece order of wings with any purchase 2 days after the Super Bowl, which also happens to be Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, that's very well done by Popeye's. Mm-hmm. Two girls from Montreal, 13-year-old Zoe and 14-year-old Emma, are both strong swimmers. Emma hopes to make the Olympics one day. Oh, they were in the right place at the right time last week to save a man from drowning. They were in Barbados on vacation and could see a guy 150 feet from shore struggling to stay afloat. So they swam out on a boogie board and gave it to him, then managed to pull them back the whole way to the beach. I predict that in about 8 years or so, we will be watching the Olympics. We will see the Canadian swim team. Emma will be on it, and there will be a feature about her saving the guy. Yes. And we'll both be sitting with the cheese whiz in our beards, pointing at the TV saying, I remember when we talked about her.
And at the very least, she can always be a lifeguard. A man who runs an Instagram page called Biking DC posted a video last month of a hardworking delivery guy who didn't let a broken foot stop him from delivering food on his bike. He was strapping a walker to the handlebars to help him get around and said it was tough, but he had bills to pay. So the Instagram guy's followers banded together and ended up sending him $2,400 on Cash App. He posted a follow-up video where they meet up again, and the guy insists on buying him lunch to say thanks.
That's a pretty cool story there. That'll do it for us on a Thursday. One day left until the weekend. We're back same time, same place, 4 to 7 tomorrow for another edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. You all have a good evening.